You're listening to the Bob Duco Show, fearlessly defending the faith with you every day. Coming up in a little bit, we'll be talking with New York Times number one bestselling author David Limbaugh. We'll talk about David's new book, Jesus is Risen. Always enjoy having David on the show. Right now, another David we're going to talk with. What an incredible story and testimony that David Klein has. He was, when he was in high school, an all-American kid. He was excelling in all kinds of different sports, got honor roll every year, played the lead in the school community theater, sang in the choir, elected to student government. You know, he was the athletic jock. I mean, this was David Klein, popular. Diving accident leaves him paralyzed. And instead of giving up on life, if you will, he has gone on to teach English, speech, debate for 17 years in high school, coached JV boys soccer team for 4 years. You know, he earned his school's only undefeated soccer season in the history of the school. He's gone into acting, disc jockey, skydiving even, and sharing not only his incredible testimony of fighting back through all of this, but his faith in Jesus Christ. And we're going to talk about all this now with David Klein, who has written this book entitled Walk by Faith. It's from Christian Faith Publishing. David Klein joins us now. David, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Thank you. What an incredibly inspiring story that you have. And let's go back, if we could, the diving accident itself. I mean, what happened and how much do you remember of it?
Well, I remember it all. Often people will go unconscious. I stayed awake. It was a summer day, the summer before my senior year in high school, and I was babysitting my brothers. I was up on shore watching them swim. One of them called up to me and asked if I'd swim with him. So I ran down the beach, ran into the water. It felt deep enough. I dove in next to him, but somehow I hit my head on the sand under the water, breaking my neck and instantly paralyzing me.
Oh, and this is just a regular sandy beach, right? So it wasn't like some swimming pool that was too shallow or something. It's just because you see people do this all the time. They run out into the beach, into the water, and then they dive into the water. And it was just a normal routine kind of dive into the water?
Exactly. Something everyone does. Maybe I dove wrong. Maybe I dove high. Maybe I didn't have my hands out in front of me. Just sort of a freak accident. You just never know.
So when that happened, first of all, how deep was the water that you were in at that moment about?
Well, it's hard to say. It must have felt deep enough. Since this accident, we've wondered, since I dove next to my brother, maybe he was sitting on his knees in the water, and maybe I thought he was standing. So yeah. It may have appeared deeper to me than it actually was.
I see. And so when this happened, did you... I mean, do you remember the sensation of what it felt like for you? I mean, could you tell instantly my neck just broke? Or, I mean, was it painful at all? Or what did it feel like, if you can help the rest of us that have never experienced something like this?
Yeah, in that instant, I didn't have pain. And I don't remember hearing any breaking. But I knew instantly that I had done something very serious. And maybe it was because I had already read Johnny Erickson's autobiography.
Sure. And who, by the way, writes the foreword to your book, Johnny Erickson Tata.
Oh, that was such an honor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
But maybe I knew in my head that if you dive wrong, hit your head, there's a chance you're going to end up in a wheelchair. So maybe all that was going through my head in that second. But my first thought was, well, God will heal me. And looking back, I don't know if that was God's voice or my brain in denial of what had just happened.
Yeah.
Regardless, it put me at a real peace. Even though I was underwater and couldn't move face down, I was just calm.
Right. Well, now, what about that? I mean, there's a practical issue there. You're laying face down in the water, and you're now paralyzed from the neck down, so you can't move your body. You do feel this sense of peace, and I assume then what, your brother kind of lifted you up out of the water?
Yes, my brother thought I was playing. Mm-hmm. He had never seen his older brother injured before, and
right.
and why would he think that now? And so he kept telling me to turn over, and I wouldn't. So finally, he just flipped me over, thank God, and I was able to get that breath of air, and then he could tell then that something was wrong, and he called the lifeguard.
Right, and so at that point, they take you out of there, and they put in, I'm sure, the neck braces and such, and they take you to the hospital, and you're conscious through this whole time. David, when did you find out? How were you informed that this was permanent? And was it an actual sever of the spinal cord?
Yeah, when I was sent to the hospital, they did x-rays, and they were able to see that I had crushed my fifth cervical to bits.
Okay.
By hitting my head so hard on the sand, and that shredded the nerves in my neck.
I see.
Doctors never gave me that speech that you see on TV when a doctor grimly says, you will never walk again.
Yeah.
I didn't get that line, but it was clear from hearing the doctor report about my x-rays and the severity of my injury, and they did all the sensation tests on me, and I wasn't able to feel the pinpricks or move my fingers or toes.
Right. I've got to imagine you asked, is this permanent? Will I ever be able to walk? And did you ask him those questions?
I don't remember asking that, but I think somehow I figured that was the case.
Mm-hmm.
So during my time in the hospital, someone told me about a book out there, a man who had injured himself like I had been injured, but 9 months later, he was walking again.
Hmm.
So over the course of weeks after my accident, I started to think, well, maybe I could be like him, and maybe I'll be walking in a year. So that thought started to enter my mind, and maybe that's a form of denial, too, or hope. I'm not sure.
Is that, David, is that helpful, or is that hurtful? Does it make it easier or harder for someone with you're kind of an injury? Because I think to myself, on one hand, well, it could make it helpful because, hey, it's giving you something to hope for. But then on the other hand, could it be counterproductive because the more time that goes by, the more those hopes become dashed and it becomes more severe? And how was that with you?
That's a great question. I think for me, it was a source of hope that, maybe I can walk again and maybe this won't be lifelong. But then over time, and I think some reality sets in, then I think that it's okay. But maybe initially it can be helpful for people to have that kind of hope. And there are some people who do have diving accidents who don't sever their nerves, but they only bruise them.
Mm-hmm.
And after a number of months, the bruising fades and they are able to restore function.
Right, right.
So that can happen for some people.
David, hang on just a moment. We'll pick it up from there in a couple of minutes. More with David Klein. His book, folks, Walk by Faith. And you can also go to his website at David Klein Author. Klein is K-L-I-N-E, davidkleinauthor.com. And you're listening to The Bob Duco Show.